This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Election Day. It is Tuesday, November 5th. Get out there and vote.
Yeah, there's some wackiness going on. I just want to just mention a couple of things. First of all, if you see like a tall building and they put something on there to vote for whoever, and it's right by another name, don't assume that that name is the person that owns the building. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Because a lot of people are really mad at a couple of companies because on the building it has their names on it and they put things up there, but those weren't the companies supporting or not supporting that candidate.
Yeah. All right.
Like one guy even had to put signs that pointed upward that says, "This is not from our company." You know, it was like a bakery. Yeah. We didn't put this on this.
So they put another sign under the sign.
Under the sign pointing at it.
All right, you brought something up off air. And let me ask you, and Textnado, you may have an answer on this too, or at least a guess. I don't think anybody knows really the answer. You brought up the police presence in town.
Well, because I followed the Denver Police Department, and they said that they're preparing for any potential problems. Election, disagreements.
We mentioned yesterday that the state of Washington, the governor called out the National Guard to be in the streets tonight. Yesterday, I noticed that the White House in Washington, D.C. has been fenced off along with the VP residence there. And they've got places that are boarded up, like the McDonald's had boards in the window. It looked like a hurricane was on the way. What is it they're expecting?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
You know, I get kind of the Washington thing, I guess, because sometimes people are nuts. But I don't get Denver. Like, I don't feel like everybody's, like, going to go crazy or anything.
Yeah, who's going to go crazy?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you have an election today. We find out who wins whenever we find out. I don't even think you're going to find out tonight.
No.
And then where does it go from there? We all go back to our jobs. We all go back to work. Our families, whatever, our daily lives, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
Look, we got through the Bushes. We got through the Obamas. We got through Donald Trump. We got through Joe Biden. We'll get through whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be fine, okay? So I just don't get why we're expecting violence in some way.
I almost feel like, because one of the news agencies reported that and said, Denver police are amping up, patrol in case of election day violence. And I'm like, you know, I feel like you guys are just saying that to get make us have anxiety.
Well, yeah. It does give you anxiety because I dropped off my ballot yesterday, pulled in the parking lot, and you know, I was walking back to my car. I was like, you know what? I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good that I did it and I voted and I got my voices being heard. But then you're right. Like, you read stuff like that and you're like, is this going to be bad? Like, I don't know how it's going to go.
I thought the same thing about, because, you know, my mountain lions thing, I'm okay with them being hunted or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I know some people at the Sprucewood are really against that measure, and me openly saying, like, I'm okay with them I'm like, can I go to the Sprucewood, or am I going to get beaten up?
Yeah, are you going to get in a fight or argument? Yeah.
Here's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd let it go for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run down there.
Don't go there anytime soon. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, they take that mountain lion thing very seriously.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, I mean, some people really
you might
want to
give it you give it past Christmas, they'll forget.
Because I even thought to myself, I said, I thought, God, was it really a bad idea to say that I voted for mountain lions being hunted? And I was like, yeah, probably was not my best move on the show.
On that particular issue, I voted.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I voted.
I know.
I don't remember what I voted. And I'm not even sure which side I'm on.
Yeah. Just say that you want him to live. And that way it'll even us out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love mountain lions. There you go. I'd love to have one as a pet.
And you hope nobody ever shoots one.
Yeah. Don't shoot my mountain lions.
Exactly.
I think I voted that way.
Okay, good.
Not knowing why. Right. But well, don't shoot him. He's in a tree.
Well, it's funny because we run ads here at the Radio Ranch for both sides.
Yeah, we do.
And that one lady is like really compelling. And I'm like, oh.
Who's pretending to be the mountain lion?
Yeah, and she like she's dead and her babies have to live without her. And I was like, I need to go change my vote.
All right, so are we all still on the same wavelength as far as who we think is going to win tonight? And again, this is not from voting for who you voted for. This is what. What do you think of all the media that's out there, everything you read, who do you think is going to win the election tonight when it comes to president?
Yeah, I said yesterday, Kamala, only because, and again, that's I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, so, just so be aware of that. I know that's not what I'm supposed to say either, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, but I don't know. I just feel like everybody is, like, hates Trump so much that they're going to vote for her just because of their hate.
Okay.
You know, that's
so
what
So you're saying Kamala's going to win tonight.
I feel that's like the guess. People are coming out of the woodwork because they're not thinking about how, like, how she screwed up the borders. But anyway, but I think they hate him so much that they'll come out
like
and vote for her.
Like, hate's going to win over everything else.
Over policy.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you think Kamala's going to win tonight?
Yeah.
That's where you're putting your money. Shmadil, what was your guess again?
Kamala's going to win.
Kamala's going to win. Carson went with?
The vibe I'm getting is Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Donald Trump, too. Yeah. I
and again, that's not who anybody voted for. And I hate even doing this poll because it sounds like we voted that way or whatever. Yeah. But like,
well, it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
It's a complete toss-up. So nobody knows the answer. It's just, we don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can be honest when I say, and I don't want you to say, but I can be honest when I say I don't know who Carson voted for. I know I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, and I can tell you for sure I know who you voted for and who Shmadil voted for.
And I'm good with that. And I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I'm just,
you don't either,
I'm just
Shmadil.
Saying, like, some people just don't tell, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, to each his own, exactly. And you pull for your person, and again, the next, once it's over with, we all go back to living our lives.
Can I ask you this? Because you're a gambler.
Yeah.
I saw that somebody, it doesn't matter who they voted for, somebody put down $1 million on a bet.
I saw that too. What?
What?
He's a streamer.
I understand that. Yeah, yeah. I'm just, that's not my point.
There's bigger bets.
But what? Yeah.
Why would you vote or why would you bet on an election?
Especially when it's so close. Like, there's no real winner.
One guy bet like $30 million or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Do you realize there's over $1 billion, almost $2 billion been bet on this election?
Really?
$2 billion.
So illegal almost or something.
Unbelievable.
It feels yucky.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like something you should be able to bet on.
I know.
Because I would think that, unlike a sporting event, let's say, where you go out and play football, and really it's one team against the other, and you don't really know what the plays are going to be, so you don't know. But with an election, you would think there's enough inside information that there wouldn't be betting.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's just, I don't
like
know.
Like polling and different things, you know, you would think that you couldn't bet on it.
But have you looked to see if you can actually bet, or is these, are you these can just bet. Words?
You can bet.
Where do you bet at?
Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Mm-hmm.
And
Polymarket takes your bet.
I thought that was just a polling thing. I didn't know you could actually bet that.
Yeah, you can bet. You can put money down on it. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, these sites in the U.S., I think, if I'm not mistaken, most of them come out of the U.K.,
yeah.
I think the sites do. Still vote on it.
Is there a place to bet there?
Yeah, and they said that on just on this website alone, $3.3 billion have been put down.
Which one is that one?
That's for the actual winner.
No. Which site is that?
Oh, Polymarket.
Polymarket,
yeah.
Polymarket's the number one site for it.
That's crazy.
I could never bet
on
the election. I could never do it.
I could bet. I'd just be like $20. I'm not going to bet $1 million, but I could bet on it, absolutely, if I thought I had a winner.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
So crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.